At JCPenney's Memorial Day sale, sizzling deals are on with store-wide doorbusters all weekend. Or bring home savings up to 50% during our Memorial Day home sale. Save even more with your coupon. And for all former and active military personnel, enjoy an extra 10% off in-store. Just show a valid military or VA ID at checkout. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 5/30. Some exclusions apply. Doorbusters valid 5/26 through 5/30 and excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This Blog Talk Radio show is supported and paid for by La Cosa Nostra Radio. All expressed views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of La Cosa Nostra Radio and its leadership.
Welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are here for a double feature night. Looking forward to bringing you Snippets Part 1, as well as a little Flashback Friday, which includes some audio from one of our shows that was hosted by Lizzie and Boo. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy this double feature. Welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio Snippets, a collection of unique and original poetry from an assortment of international poets from the website allpoetry.com. This show is a production of La Cosa Nostra Radio and will be featured both on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. La Cosa Nostra Radio is available on most major apps like iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. La Cosa Nostra Radio is also on Twitter, Instagram, and many more social media outlets. Check out and search for La Cosa Nostra Radio near you. Now, without further ado, here is Snippets.
Faceless devil. Drunken, I wobbled into the cobbled. 'Twas lantern lit, sullen. My body battled the bourbon rattle with lesser wit. Succumbing to the unknowing, such horror harrowing me to the state. To sleuth this demon in a gentle suit, bared no fruit. I dared to quit. Each mutilation, evisceration, such ghastly scenes, my eyes filled now with desecration. What was I seeking? Not man, but monster. My thoughts, a superstitious conversation. A witless witness said they had saw it, but even then, 'twas but a rumor. Jack, make a mistake for goodness sake, I exclaim aloud outside this police station. They all were ladies, though whoring they did before their goring. Their throats nigh severed, their organs levered unto their shoulders, left there for storing. But what of Madam Tabram? Was she the first to quench thy thirst, to do the will of Satan? Is it coincidence that each incident happened in the witching hours before morning? I know Whitechapel is no apple of the eye, 'tis for sure. But thy inhumanity is a driving insanity. Not I nor they must endure. Now, Jack, what makes thee tick to do the sick deeds that makes even the headsman turn his back? 'Twas it a whore that tore the inside out, that makes ye want to see their blood a-pouring. Fraught with peril my people hath become on a daunting level. This burden to find thee hath left me unsettled, disheveled. But I, Frederick Abberline, fear my rage will unfold untold, and I'll cross that line to take justice of mine own, should e'er I come face to face with thee, you faceless devil.
Death comes cold calling, by Becky France. In winter's drip, the forest drips, the maples mauled and willows whip. I walk a wooden barrel ground of fallen limbs and elders down, and twigs that twist the headstone strips. Depleted leaves lie brown and ripped, and moonlight weeds primeval crypts, where footsteps grind a crackling sound in winter's grip. My fingertips now frostbite nip, for graveyard chill I'm not equipped. Flash frozen breath of death surround the coldest expiration found in winter's grip.
Called Geometry 21. In our little box room, a perfect square. Rectangle doors and rectangle chest drawers. Staring at us. Why are they sitting here 24/7? Our triangle mind is also asking the same question, too obtuse to think about it. Let's leave it on acute. We are not a ruler to decide our fate. For last 1 year, world is just going round us, all floating around us like a circumference, turning into radius, scrap by scrap, pieces of corona taking us along. I wonder where. End of poem.
Dreams by Garden Delights. Never stop dreaming. Keep imagining that which you hope for. Design new worlds for us to inhabit. Tear down the walls of the mundane. Break on through the ordinary to witness the extraordinary. Dreams are the very breath of life. Imagination supplies the limbs that allow dreams to run, to jump, and spin and fly. Close your eyes and envision a crystalline castle, afloat high in billowy clouds, with hanging gardens of rosette blossoming vines, and lovely scented spices growing amidst a mist-filled, frequently rainy atmosphere. Every time raindrops sun down, the castle cut glass exterior, the walls sing. Without these visions, all color drains out of the world, leaving a bleak, gray existence. Hold tight to your aspirations. Losing them is like discovering the wind lying helpless on the ground. Wise curled up, moaning, its eyes pleading with you for relief. Let your help overflow with creativity. Reinstate the wind and see them all thrive.
New World Order. What do you think of conspiracy theories? Are they really true or one big mystery? Are the Illuminati planning world domination? A one world government, the secret culmination? Are we all in danger of an evil plan, hiding behind the banner of a pentagram. Will the entire world be completely overthrown? Will our flag be replaced with the skull and bones? Are all the world wars simply a disguise to the eventual rise of the Antichrist? Pestilence and disease, are they all a sign? Are all of these stories ultimately benign? I personally believe it's not impossible. Humanity has proven that it's not improbable. Left with the question, how can we stop it? Being told in the Bible by Daniel the prophet, mentioning the seven seals as the four horsemen ride, fulfilling the prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ. More questions than answers, and so many frustrations. Did the Templar Knights become the Freemasons? Fascinating are the tales of worldwide conspiracies, the New World Order, one world currency. Even if it's true, I'm not scared at all. I would love to be part of a worldwide cabal. I love all of the stories of hidden conspiracies, the New World Order, and secret societies. The all-seeing eye, the rise of the UN. Wait, wasn't the year 2012 supposed to be the end?
Fallen Angel by Jessica. I am a woman. I breathe, see, and feel just like you. I may be a slightly bruised pig, but blink red and green on a squishy, wobbly touch, casting a saintly glow. I am strong enough to carry your corpse to the woods, leave my nest to shower love on a mortal. His outpouring lyrics become my favorite song. I am Malala, fighting for oppressed girls' happiness, enslaved girls' freedom. Got a bullet in my head, only to stir a revolutionary wind. I am Mother Teresa, these old creased hands, lips wrinkled from smiles, soft hands like blooming flowers to give breath a new beginning. Strong women wear their pain like they do stilettos. No matter how much it hurts, all you see is the beauty of it. Tapestries of Olden Times by Joseph Moon. Sunday smiles, loud laughs, framed in color, photographs, an oracle of romantic poems, now yellow, opaque, omen. Faded memories on withered walls, my lair where no daylight falls. Unused tickets to Broadway shows, Vienna thoughts fold the dead rose. Cruel curtains with sewn faces of mourners, tongue-tied crickets in web corners, rehearsed dirge, hymns over and over, starless night for a lover, a closet full of spiders and high-heeled shoes, surrounded by stale bottles of booze. I gave her smile and ink the blues.
I love poems. Will the sun dry the river? Le soleil assèchera-t-il la rivière? Le sole assugera il fiume? Her mind contemplated him, and her wings tenderly flew towards him. But one day he let the coldness and the rain stopped her fragile wings from flying near him. The wind stripped the petals of love, leaving only a cherished memory. He promised her not as much as she delivered to him. Sadness returned to her with the wind that blew, and her eyes cried as her heart mourned. The intoxications of words delighted her, yet they led her out of her dream. The wind whistling overwhelmed her and reminded her nothing remains. Day by day, the tearing increased, yet the sweetness of words have stolen her forever. Will the sun of the next day dry up the river of her love? Ton esprit le contemplait, ses ailes volaient tendrement vers lui, et un jour, il a laissé la froideur et la pluie empêcher ses ailes fragiles de voler tout près de lui. Le vent défaitait les pétales d'amour, ne laissant qu'un souvenir chéri. Il lui a pas promis autant que lui a livré. Sa tristesse lui revenait avec le vent qui soufflait. Ses yeux pleuraient alors que son cœur se lamentait. L'ivresse de ses paroles l'ont ravi, l'ont fourvoyé, ils l'ont mené hors de son rêve. Le sifflement du vent lui rappelait que rien ne demeure. Jour après jour, la déchirure augmentait. Pourtant, la douceur des mots l'a volée à jamais. Le soleil du lendemain assèchera-t-il la rivière de son amour? Sole asciugherà la pioggia. La sua amante lo contemplo, sue ali volano tenaramente verso di lui. Ma un giorno ha lasciato il freddo e la pioggia impedire le sue fragili ali di volare vicino a lui. Il vento spogliarsi i petali dell'amore, lasciando solo un caro ricordo che aveva promesso non tanto quanto lei gli aveva offerto. La tristezza ritorna con il vento che piova, e i suoi occhi piangevano mentre il suo cuore si lamentava. L'ebbrezza delle parole la diresiava, eppure l'hanno portato fiore dal suo sogno. Il fischio del vento, glielo ricordo, non resta niente. Giorno dopo giorno lo strappo è ammontata, eppure la dolcezza delle parole la cattura per sempre. Il sole del domani asciugherà il fiume del suo amore in the storm.
You have been listening to La Cosa Nostra Radio Snippets. Check out more La Cosa Nostra Radio programming on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. And also check out our weekly podcasts, La Cosa Nostra Radio, where your family.
And for the second half of our double feature, we step back in time to October 2020, a show hosted by Lizzie and Boo. And we just want to feature the goddesses of La Cosa Nostra. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. Here at La Cosa Nostra, we are family. And you can find us all hanging out over at allpoetry.com, which is the largest poetry website in the world. I'd like to give Kevin and his crew a big thank you for everything that they do and for giving us a place that we can come and hang out and share our passion for poetry. Tonight, we are doing an open poetry sort of thing. You bring your favorite poems, but you got to bring your backstory with it. So let me go straight to the phone lines, and I have Sawa.
Hello.
Hello, Sawa. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm fine, thank you. I'm here. I'm excited.
So
excited Friday. Thank you for hosting.
Hey, oh, my pleasure.
Waiting for the fun. not scary.
I'm 707.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, right? 707.
Irish Rose.
Well, hey, Irish, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
I am doing good. Thank goodness.
Good. Good is exceptional.
And let's go to 269. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
You want to switch?
Okay. And 440, who am I speaking with?
That's Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, everyone.
Let's bring in Rack. Hey, Rack.
Hello,
hey,
what's
Rack.
Up?
Hey, Rack.
What's up? Hey, what's up?
What's up, everyone?
And hold on, I have 310 on the line. Who's speaking?
Hi, Lizzie. This is Sticky Heart. Hi, everyone.
Hey,
Sticky
Heart.
Hi.
And I believe I let Boo in earlier. Boo, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
There you
Hello.
Go. Yep, we can hear you.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
It's not
Steve has to go first. Just so you know.
Yes, I know. Steven and Kay have to go first. I know that. Yeah. We're good.
Drifts in and out on familiar clouds. Speaking softly to me, floating, then falling freely into the deep canyons of my thinking, as if there's a sixth sense that carries you back to me, and I await the revealing. Riding upon words of love, as the hooves of that great horse that once beat the earth to get to me, are now unhurt. I wander through the mountains of life, among the green grassy thoughts that grow between them and trimming the path carefully so as seduction by dry words and high grass aren't waiting to abduct my mind and soul again in the season that comes knocking, asking me about dreams of the we that had a meaning with names. I tuck them away inside my sweater close to my heart, so they won't depart. I can still read the letters, even fading in the filtered light of the tiring days of life, withering away like last summer's smile. From the deep canyons, I hear you faintly, drifting away on platinum dried clouds into the dimness of the icky inside, falling away behind the curtains stand in remembrance of the misty purple rain. Same poem.
I loved this when I read this earlier. This had just such beautiful imagery throughout the entire thing. I mean, it just really just the way you chose your words and you phrased them, that they painted such an image that it literally like physically touches the reader. It's just like I don't know. It was sad. It was heart touching. It was like so many different emotions run through you as you read it. It was just beautifully written. I really just absolutely loved this piece when I was reading it earlier. So they did a fantastic, fantastic job with this.
Reminds me of the scalps and dust that night in summer, in wild heat of impulses made and wasted in a convertible packed with assholes. We ignored the stars and low chants of the fates, chants that sound an awful lot like mother, and flew the curves of youth to the cliffs. And she died that night in summer, when glass and branches pierced her eye, lung, scalp, her hair shorn 50 yards away, reminded me of a cheap wig I'd worn once to a party. And the dust of it, hot summer dust, clouds of Mulholland filth, settled into the wetness, sprinkling down into wet trails of blood and snot. Looked almost like sweet cocaine rimming her nostrils. But when the car stopped hissing, when everybody stopped screaming, she said, "I don't want to die." So I promised yellow, ugly words of breath. Yes, I said angels would stitch the wounds. Yet I knew no angels would find us. We'd flown off the valley side of Mulholland. No cell service, certainly no angels. Not in the valley, not on summer nights like this one. Someone climbed back up the cliff, reached the pavement, and stood like an animal, waiting for lights of humans or angels. And today, when I drive that pavement, every turn is death, getting my eyes back to a summer night. And so on.
So this was an actual experience that you had. That this was a friend of yours.
Yeah, this was, and I think so many people, if they think back to high school, they know someone who died in a car accident. It's just, it's a sadly common thing. You know what I mean? And it isn't always. You aren't there with them, you know what I mean? But a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
like, have a similar story because it's your first reckoning with mortality, really, is when someone dies in a car accident in high school, you know? And, like, that's so sad, but it is so true. And we hadn't even been drinking or anything, you know? I was in the front seat. I had a seatbelt on. We were in a convertible, and no one in the back seat had a seatbelt on. So they all flew, you know? And our friend named Tori passed away, you know?
You know, and I started reading this, and I did put it in your comment. I was like, I really hope that this is not something that actually happened. So I finding out that it is something that really happened, you know, that you experienced, it becomes even more heart wrenching. You started with that, you know, if we look back, like you said, and we look back at our teenage years, the things that we did because we really just didn't think anything would ever happen. You know what I mean? Okay, yeah. You know, your mother tells you don't do that because you're going to get hurt, but we don't listen because, you know, it's just the way teenagers are. And we do, insane things, and that we look at now, and we look at our kids, and we go, oh, dear God, I hope that they don't do the same thing. And so when I read this, and it just brought me, and I'm like, all the crazy, you know, shit that we ever pulled, and, you know, thank God, I didn't, you know, I never had any of this happen to me, you know. I had friends that did die, unfortunately, because they OD'd, because they were more, you know, they were so involved in drugs and stuff like that. But, you know, so, yeah, you look back and you just think of all the things, all the little escapes that you made. You know, you escaped death by, like, inches because it just wasn't your time to go at that moment. And you, this was just such a heart-wrenching piece. It really was. I mean, you wrote it beautifully, but it's just so, it just it really just pulls at the heart. It really does.
Oh, thank you,
Sawa. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh,
Sawa,
my gosh, I was like, this is really sad. This is truly, you can't forget stories like this. You never will. It just dig deeply in my heart. You took us, like, almost there with you, just your memory, what happened. I could, like, I was just literally describing how it happened. I could imagine exactly what you're saying. So, so sad for her loss. You must be terrified and terror and the agony. I can't imagine what you had to go through. I hope no one had to go through this, and God rest her soul and her. Like I said, I'm going to cry with you telling the story. It just really affected me deeply. I lost a friend too. Someone killed them drunk. And unfortunately, happened. It's just sad. And yeah, I my heart is with you, I'm sure. Just reading this took you back right there. So really, my heart is with you.
Thank you so much, Sawa.
Oh, my pleasure. Deep breath. It really touched me, his poem. Who said poems in a row? But with a good ending. Okay. This is my favorite poem so far. And it's really long, so I don't think I'm going to read it in French. I'm just going to read it in English. I wrote it in French and translated it to English. My poem. Poetry is the shadow cast by our street light imagination. I'm lost in my poems, from stranger to strange things and strangest. I see light when ideas swim in my head and daydreams. From my dreams, they wake me up. When clouds are hailing words in my head, I don't stop at each one. I wish to flow of floating words heals my mind. I freeze the game of mind, and again, the game of words, and then the rain of words. And I scream as I'm caught in the rain. I dry the words on my paper, and their shadows play with beaming sun. And at sunset, a turning point, while I sleep with my words in my head, silently in my sleep, words try shyly to slip in, traveling poetically over the universe, lifting me up like a child searching for answers. Over the horizon, under the seas, over the mountains and under the skies. Words are searching for a pen. They find feelings, they find meaning, they find me and I find them. Poems floating far away, abstracted from childhood, lines read profoundly in rainy days, words chanted in sunset, father inspiration and nuns upbringing,
French, Arabic, Italian, English, all these languages, and these purposes stars above my head to choose from, and the leaves of words laying down, fragile words dying thirsty, waiting to be saved, exotic words dancing in company of the stars, flirting with my mind, dedicated words fleeing the universe will not be touched. Days went by in the darkness of the night. The doubtful war threatens the conviction of the poem longing to be paved. Poems refining verses and lines, and revealing and sharing and framing strange feelings, laughing moments, untold stories with ink and pen of true self. The muse whispers in my ear, fear, fly away. Poems, I love them. My words fly up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go. End of poem.
This was a beautiful piece, though. I really just love the way you capture how our mind works when we're going to write something. You know, how words just out of nowhere just pop into our head, and they just start creating this whole little world of their own within our head, and how your mind processes it, and I mean, I really do sometimes say that somebody whispers, you know, words into my head, because out of nowhere I'm just, and all of a sudden this, you know, these words come into my head, and I'm like, oh, this makes for an awesome poem, and you just like capture that in such a beautiful way. I mean, I always loved your poem, you know, poems, you know, I'm a big fan of yours, and the imagery that you use.
Tila looks like me. Nature is always at its best. With its paint and brush, creates its identical, beautiful surprises. Who's playing tricks with whom? Looking cute, unbelievable, identical twins. End of poem.
I love that picture, because that, if you look at the shape of those leaves, it looks exactly like that bird. I mean, nature's amazing. It really, I really do love the things that nature can put out there, and that's just, it's just such a, like, when you look at the picture, I looked at it at first, and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool, but this is awesome. You know, it was really, you know, it was in short, and, you know, she does grasp the whole, you know, what more perfection can you get than being identical, you know, identical twins. Especially, you know, they're, to me, it's, I see, you know, twins in the supermarket, and I always go, I thank God I didn't have twins. I wouldn't be able to send my own kids apart. You know, I have to, like, I don't know, color code their head or something. But yeah, I thought this was a really good piece. What'd you think of it? How are you ready?
I think this is cute. It's adorable. Like, she put herself in the voice, gave a voice to the bird, but her voice, seeing how, looking at the bird, the other bird, and seeing how identical, it's very cute. I love nature like you. I just can stay there forever. Nature is always the best. It's absolutely true. With its paint and a brush, creates its authentic and beautiful surprises. And it's and so many, like, when you look at flowers, not only birds, the flowers, sometimes the clouds, and you see so much similarity. For me, I feel like, I don't know if she meant really identical, but she meant another bird. I think that's what she meant. I'm not sure. Probably, like, here's another bird and another bird, another flower. And that's so true. Like, so many flowers, so many, they look alike, and so many, the same time, look alike and the same time different. It's just beautiful. And I think that's really adorable. Little poem, as you said.
Awesome comment.
Thinking about how we all want to fit in. So that's what this is about. And it goes like this. Conformity. Trapped, suffocating. Second-guessing, kind notions. Hear the voice of failure, confined and paralyzed by eyes too big to fit the manufactured glass. Wipe the unruly disgust from their vile, jaded faces. Painted, candy-coated smiles allow them to fall suspiciously to the ground, a grieved, groveling shadow. See my cloudy reflection, another ship in a disfigured bottle, eyes blue and temper to match the roaring sea. Pieces correlated, rough edges. Where do I fit in? Light, bare, trapped, bruised eyelids, no sleep, I never sleep. Fingers pressed against that dingy bottle, eyeing suspiciously. The conundrum is evident, I'll never fit in. I am a misshapen puzzle piece. Who dares to sail on my own, however tumultuous the sea. Typical me, stuck in broken ships with fractured people. We are drawn together through angst and misery, so at some point shall imperially sink. End poem.
I don't know. I like dealing with the fractured and just broken people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I find more fun in the broken and shattered people. I don't know.
What's fun is it to be normal?
Really, I mean, what is the fun in being normal? What is this fun? I never saw the fun in being normal. I don't like it.
Normal.
This is an awesome piece. You know, the you really did capture that, you know, that how we really aim at, you know, at a point in our lives to really fit into everything. You know, we wanna fit in. We wanna, you know, be part of that crowd and stuff. And then you get to a point where you just kind of go, you know, to hell with you. I'm better off sailing the sea by myself. You know what I mean? You find those broken and shattered people just like you. And you know what? You'll sail the seas together and you'll go through the storms, but in the end, you had more laughs than you would have if you fought your way to fit into something that you just were never going to be happy in. You know what I mean? And this really just grabs all that. I think it was a fantastic piece. You never really wrote too many vignettes. I don't think I've ever really seen too many from you, right? I mean,
and free verse, yeah. Nola.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Free verse vignette. Woo! She was just throwing it all out there for that today. Now, this is a fantastic piece. I really, really, really did enjoy this. Sticky, what'd you think?
Okay, I thought this was so, so interesting. And I loved the themes of ships and sailing. And it had me thinking, like, from the first couple mentions of it, like, how, you know, it makes so much sense because ships are traditionally female, right? Like, brave, intrepid females, like, holding all the shit that men pile into her hull. You know what I mean? And it just knowing your poetry in general and stuff, and I was like, oh, fuck, what a great metaphor for Pooh's poem. That's awesome. And then I loved that sometimes it's a ship that, early in the poem, it's a ship in a bottle. You know what I mean? And then later, it's a real ship, and it's like you dare to sail on my own, however tumultuous the sea. But then in the end, the typical me stuck in broken ships. You know what I mean? Like the different types of ship imagery. You know what I mean? It was really cool. I love that. And then I love that little moment in the middle, the no sleep, I never sleep, fingers pressed against that dingy bottle. And for me, I just imagine that little moment where you're like, should I take another pill? Did I already take two? How many did I take? That like Marilyn Monroe moment. And like that no sleep, I never sleep. The repetition of the word sleep there. There's something about that that just, I don't know, captured something really cool for me. I really, really liked that. And then way early in the poem, the groveling shadow. Oh, I love that. That's so interesting. It's so true. They're down there on the ground all flat and groveling, you know? And like that imagery was, I really loved that. I really loved that. Okay, with that, I have to run, guys. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Thanks, Vicky.
And Boo, that was amazing.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a double feature today featuring Snippets 1 and a throwback, Flashback Friday. We hope everybody enjoyed hearing what you heard. I want to thank Boo for all she does. Without her, this whole radio station, this whole group would not be able to run. And want to thank all the Elsian goddesses. You ladies make this world go round, and you make everything that much better. So without further ado, I'm going to put in a little bonus material for your listening pleasure. So thank you, and take care. This is JCA signing off.
Some blossom like sunstruck wounds by Rick Howe. These flowers do not grow in bordered gardens, regimented in paraded rows, but in wastelands wild disordered, pushing between scrapyard rust and cracks in paving slabs. They rise from where they are thrown, not planted, cast sown to find life in thin soil, or to shrivel, cracked, dry upon stone, spoiled. They shall never be a corsage, a bouquet, a presentation of love held by a bride vivid in her joy, or a solemn, beautiful statement of melancholy and remembrance, bowed in muted vigil alongside the inevitable casket. They clash in hybrid wonders, along roadside verges, tar-coloured sagging within guttering over sun-lacerated windows, along the littered lengths of canal banks near, far, they thrive, fecund and magnificent where they must, in quiet eloquent.
River prolific vision, listen, I insist in a morphine feather wind blow to mid C4 score HD and high resurrection. Adderall up through an equal sign of the times when a Jimmy Dean free bird's eye view, third sight before eyes. Gimme skin nerds, 9-5s, pay attention. You experience time, sins in a gut wrenching premonition. Awkward, flinching, a pissing position, pensive. Jonesing, itching for a box of demolition. 88 pins, drop bombs, valediction. So, we wrote notes to note change. Slow going, rewrote chokes to toke strains. Motor flame scorch a road. We won't hold no fork crochet. Grain folks to promote growth. Poke boys don't lather up to provoke. Soap Tolstoy's whip. Shall not her look to invoke hope. Float revoke soap. Float a brow. Beat a root beer. Spoke too tired road. What about the good years? What about the good years?
Pickup Artist by Raconteur. She never saw it coming, and I almost felt guilty. What chance would any woman have with a sociopath like me? Bold move, hopping in the car with a stranger, but there wasn't a hint of fear in her eyes, flashing a flawless smile as her tight skirt rode up her pale thighs. "Where to?" I asked, driving off into the night. She said, "I would love to find somewhere to grab a quick bite." The moon looked on, chaperoning our quest, She fidgeted nervously with the buttons adorning the blouse, straining to cover her chest. Distracted, I swerved, almost crashing the car. "Pull over behind that barn," she said. "In the shadows, our tongues can spar." Eagerly, I raced. Not a moment did I waste. Her intentions were clearly not chaste, and I couldn't wait to have a taste. Her eyes locked on mine, she boldly made the first move, unbuckling my pants hastily, as if she had something to prove. I was having too much fun, so I didn't mind the delay. In the heat of passion, she would be easy to slay. When her lips met my thigh, I let down my guard. She pierced my femoral artery with her fangs, without trying very hard. I tried to struggle, but only managed a pathetic wail. Clearly, she had done this before, and I had no chance to prevail. Drained like a juice box, she left my body there to rot. Clearly, I had bitten off more than I could chew, picking up a girl from Salem's lot. End poem.
Seeing and spell this one really is a program in the most amazing computer simulation ever created. One soundtrack is writers on a storm. Every molecule of one's body are nearly microscopic pixels well placed, making one the being one is today. Looking into a mirror's reflection, one is awestruck at what one sees. One exists in multiple dimensions simultaneously. One can only imagine what it took for the universe to build one from the inside out. One is feeling complete again. One is one with the multiverse. One is a million universes compressed into one single unit. One is wearing Orion's belt and tinkering with the stars. One's programming allows one to wear Saturn's rings on one's wrists, like planetary bracelets. One is nothing. Yet, one is something amazing. Although, one isn't sure about what one feels. Is any of this even real? Will one's programming cease to be? Will one assimilate into a new consciousness? Will one be reprogrammed again? What will become of one's assimilated soul when one's programming ends?